This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Yes,
this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. I have three guests in studio this morning joining me. My first guest will be Mrs. Tira Hannah Sweeting from the Hannah Hasty Times Family Association Executive Committee. My second guest joining me in studio is Mr. C.A. Newry, historian. And Mr. Newry, what do you call people who make family trees? What's your professional name? Genealogist?
I'm still perplexed that you call me a historian.
That's a bold term.
No. I mean, in the Bahamas, you need to have a degree in history.
Of
a historian. Yeah. This so, actual term reference, I might be a student of history.
Now, listen, before you claim that, we have a whole bunch of politicians and very few people with political science degrees, sir.
Deep. That's deep.
Right? Anyway, Mr. Newry is my guest today. He has spent a lot of time over the last decade focused on creating or updating Bahamian family trees. And so today, the HHT family is going to help us have a conversation about the importance of family trees and knowing your lineage, right? We're also going to highlight some of the upcoming events in the HHT Family Association. And in the same way that I like to use SAC as an example, right, of positive culture of appreciation of education, I like to highlight SAC for their awesome alumni association, the way that it's been able to organize, the way that it's been able to keep the SAC family together to grow that lineage. I would like to use the Hannah Hasty Times family today to have a similar discussion. Also joining us in studio is Mr. C.A. Newry's guest, Uncle Sarah, a.k.a. Cleveland Aeneas III. And I've asked him to join us because he is also a member of the Hannah Hasty Times clan, but also as a religious leader, as the leader of a community of people, I feel like his input in this conversation will also be extremely valuable.
Just piggybacking off that, and forgive me for Aaron, as part of the Mormons' religion, genealogy is a part of their worship or part of what they do. And especially for our historical records, if you go on familysearch.org, it's the Church of the Latter-day Saints, mm-hmm, who has helped the Bahamas government, helped numerous governments of the Caribbean to trace and document, to record, to put on microfiche these documents on lineage. So we got to say thank you for them. But that's part of their religion. Mm-hmm. Also, beating Dr. Aeneas, when they introduce Jesus or Yeshua on the scene, they also give his genealogy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They gave the genealogy of Adam. They give a genealogy of Cain. They give a genealogy of, who's Adam and Eve's third son?
Seth.
I said, go on, forget. Right? Don't forget. But so genealogy is important.
Yes.
It's the lineage is important. I just want to bring that up as you include Uncle Sarah on the conversation.
And
indeed, yeah.
Also, a conversation I think we had last week where we sort of touched on this phrase we're all familiar with, the power of the blood, right? And that's also all about lineage and understanding the purpose of DNA, the purpose of life,
mm-hmm.
is to continue on. And through the blood, we transfer data, memory, historic memory,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I hope everybody enjoys this conversation today. My other guest is about to be in studio. And so as I await her arrival to get the show started, I want to read an excerpt from an article I found in our local papers. It's titled Face to Face, A Family Bonded in History Where the Ties Stay Strong. That was in the Nassau Tribune, the 19th of February, 2019. And I have to say it was written by another HHT family member, Felicity Darville. Yes, who is now my cousin. I mean, he was always my cousin, but now he's my cousin, because I know, right? And I like to call people cousin when I see them, right? Like, it's a political practice
mm-hmm.
to remind people that we're community, mm-hmm. that we're family. I tell my younger cousins and family members, if you ever see me on the road and you don't remember my name, you shout, hey, cousin,
yeah.
or cuz, I need a hand.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to say, because it invokes community. And then I can come and help you.
It might invoke a ride, too, if you need
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And young people deserve that same family and social structure that many of our ancestors, our Grammys, our great-Grammys grew up with, our parents grew up with. It's one of those intangible things when we say to ourselves, how did that person become so successful? And for this generation, the stories we continually hear is, I went from rags to riches. And we say, well, how did you go from rags to riches without access to the type of education and information that us young people have access to now? Well, a part of that process was being within family and social structures that supported you and your personal development as a part of the family and community development. Right? So again, we're using HHT as an example for this discussion, but I know that many families already understand this and already work very hard to maintain their family ties, to keep the family structures together. So I'm going to read from this article briefly, Face to Face, A Family Bonded in History Where the Ties Stay Strong. Last week, I visited a woman whose age did not dictate her level of poise and persona. Big in personality and kind in heart, Keva Hannah Lawrence spoke with authority and excellent diction as she shared some of the things she could remember from her days growing up in Acklands with her parents and siblings, including former Governor General Sir Arthur D. Hannah. Here's a quick story. I picked some jujube from her tree along with her cousin Linnell as she showed me where she'd done some recent yard work herself. Later, as we sat in the living room, she reflected on her life, filled with adventure and travel. She found the simpler things the most enjoyable, and most importantly, family is everything. Family is more important than money. Now, here is the story. Keva remembered a story about her brother Arthur. She couldn't dare share when her parents were alive. We all know about those experiences. Things you can't talk, you can't speak.
Yeah.
Because you know what gonna happen.
Yeah.
So here we go. Arthur really loved his sisters and he built a boat for them. These Family Island men got it down. He called it Bateau. He took Barbara and Joyce in it, two of his sisters. It was shaped like a square and not so airtight. So it started leaking and taking on water in the middle of the harbor. The water was some of the deepest around the island. Arthur jumped out the boat and started swimming and pushing the boat with his sisters in it until he pushed the boat ashore. She says, Daddy would have killed him if he knew. I was the only person who saw it, but I never told anyone.
Which Arthur this is
now? Arthur Deanna.
Wow.
Right? And so I talk about Family Island determination, right? And Arthur Deanna is obviously ready for leadership from a young boy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a risk. Huge great risk.
It's a great risk, right? I also tell the story of George and James Pratt from Long Island, who built a boat when they decided they needed to leave Long Island to find a wife. And they sailed that boat straight to New Providence.
Wow.
Those are the types of experiences I think our young men and women, right? But I want to say primarily men in this instance, our young men could use, could benefit them, right? That's a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. And maybe something that we can enhance, expand on, or grow, given that we've named sailing our national sport. But my guest has joined me, our other guest has joined us this morning. Good morning, ma'am. Mrs. Tira Hannah Sweeting, chairperson of the Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for having me,
Aaron. All right. Producer, let's get the sound up. Say that again for me.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Don't worry about it. Remember, that's a Bahamian tradition. You have to say good morning at least twice to be formally heard. These young people, why you all say good morning, good morning, good morning? Because everybody deserves their own special good morning.
Exactly.
That's why.
Let everybody, as you pass, you say good morning to somebody.
Absolutely.
Unless you say good morning, everyone.
Right.
Like in general.
There's a standard and structure to everything. And one of the things that family associations do is help young people understand the social contracts and the social rules. Ms. Sweeting Hannah, I've told the audience that you've graciously allowed me to use our family as an example for a broader conversation about the importance and value of family trees and knowing your lineage. And then we're gonna highlight some HHT events coming up. And we're going to talk to Mr. Newry about family trees and maybe a bit about our own family trees. I'm asking people to call in if you're part of the HHT family or you're part of another clan. And you want to share your experience. You want to give the HHT clan some tips about how to do family reunion. Although we know how to do it, but we love to hear how other people do it. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents, especially our Andrus Hannahs, our Grand Bahama Hannahs, our, of course, the Acklands Hannahs, the Crooked Island Hannahs, the Long Key Hannahs, all the Collies, the Fergusons, the Rolls.
San Salvador, too. We have some in San Salvador.
San Salvador,
yes.
As well. I know we got a couple Hannahs in Eleuthera, I'm almost certain of it. And our Hannah family
abroad. I think they
were
transplanted for the Eleuthera.
True.
Yeah.
That's okay. Driftwood make nice, pretty house. I don't know what y'all talking about. Okay, so the family association. Let's list off the other executive members.
Okay, so good morning, Bahamas. For y'all, you can keep hearing us say HHT. It's simply short for Hannah, Hasty, and Tynes Families. We've been in existence since 1782 when John Hannah came to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
But our other executives, a good shout out this morning to, of course, you, Aaron, my vice president. We have Chinray Ajumo, who is our assistant secretary, Mona Burrows Knowles, who is our secretary and y'all keeper in prayer today. We have Mrs. Carol Hannah, who is our acting secretary. We have our advisors. We have Stephen Hannah, who is the treasurer. We have our advisors, Barbara Pierre, Iris Tynes, Esther May Hannah Culmer, and our chaplain, Reinhardt Pearson.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've all recognized, they all Ackland's names,
mm-hmm.
one way or the other. And then, of course, we would like to, I would like to say a special thank you to each and every one of Ahana Hasty Tynes members who are assisting, who have assisted, who have kept this organization going for the last several years. We started the first reunion back in 1982. And so we have had reunions every 2 years, either hosted in the Bahamas or hosted at one of the U.S. cities where we also have family members. So a special shout out to all our family members across the world, especially those in the U.S. of A.
Absolutely. And so, Tira, I found this article written by a cousin, about a cousin, and I want to call off some more names
okay.
that were, I guess, integral in the formation in the early stages of the family association and the reunion planning process. Mm-hmm. So we're going to say good morning to Marilyn Hasty Burroughs Gould, who hosted the 2014 North Carolina family reunion. And then we recognize Penelope Nottage, George Hasty, Ingrid Tynes, Judith Bell, and Elva Gamble. And I think they mean Iris Tynes as the recent historians, right? And we're going to recognize, again, Peggy Knowles, Alden Hannah, Midzi Hannah, Danny Tynes, and Barbara Pierre, who are the sort of, they were the core of the reunion organizing community.
Yeah, Peggy has held the position for the last several years, mm-hmm. Keeping the reunion going on the Nassau side, and then also liaising with those in the U.S. for the U.S. side as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so when and where are association meetings held for family members who want to get involved in family business?
Yes, so we have our meetings on the last Thursday of every month, unless otherwise said. So this month we're having our meeting on the 20th, which is next week's Wednesday. And we have adopted, or maybe St. John's have adopted us as our meeting place. So we meet at St. John's College, 6 p.m. on those evenings.
Right, and the reason we're meeting early this month is because Holy Week is the last week in March, and we don't want to host a meeting during Holy Week.
No, we want everybody to stay focused during Holy Week, as it's the most significant part in the Christian community, in religion, you know. So we don't want anything to have to clash, you know.
Yeah.
And that Thursday is actually Monday Thursday, so we
right.
don't want to do
it. We moved it to
the week before.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, of course, the association is meeting regularly. We've revitalized the committee, but we're meeting regularly because the 2024 family reunion is coming up August 1st through 5th.
Yeah,
5th
so
this year.
Family, we're going to be back together again in the 242 for our family reunion. That is our theme this year, back together again in the 242. So we're inviting all family members to come out. Small, old, those who aren't sure, come and find your lineage. Come and find who your parentage come from. Come and find out exactly who you are. You know, today we have so many names, and we get married. We have children for persons with other names, you know. So the Hannah Hasty Tynes, as big as we are, we have those extra names. You know, my children are Sweeting, even
right.
though I'm a Hannah. You
right.
know, I was born Hannah.
My cousin here is a Nuri. My other cousin there is a Enius.
Right.
And I is a Green.
Exactly.
I got a couple who's Mitchell.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
And we got some who's Burroughs.
Seymour.
And then let's not forget the Farquharsons and the Cawleys.
Exactly.
And if you didn't hear your name call, it's not because we exclude you, because I want you to call in and tell us your name.
Exactly.
Right? And it's so important.
And who your people are.
Right. You hear that phrase? Who your people are.
That's
who is
right.
your people? It's so important to give young Bahamians the opportunity to experience the power of that. who your people are.
Who your people
and see, good Bahamians, who your people are. Mm-hmm. It don't matter that you're not a part of my family.
No.
I just want to know who your people are so I could love you in that way.
Exactly.
Right? And we have to start giving our young people that experience. Mm-hmm. And we have to start disrupting some of the cultures that have caused us to move away from that. Right?
Right.
It's so important to know who your daddy is. Because you know who your mommy is. I mean, I guess unless she's a Garland, that's a fancy trick to play. But you got to know who your daddy is. All right, so some of the events taking place at this year's reunion.
So this year we're going to have, on the first night, is our meet and greet, our mix and mingle,
mm-hmm.
where all families will come together, those who are coming in from the U.S. or around the world, those locally, where we will just get to meet each other, get to know, find out something about each other, to see who we are. You know, some of the time we talk to people on WhatsApp, we talk to people on Facebook, we talk to people on the phone, but we never get to see a face. So this is the opportunity now to see the face of the person that you've been communicating with for so long. And if that, you know, friendships are made, but you've never met face to face. So we're encouraging everybody to come out so we could see, put a face to that name or a face to that voice,
mm-hmm.
you know. So our mix and mingle will be held, and we thank our cousin Sharon Stewart for hosting us that night at her beautiful residence. On Friday morning, we will have a family meeting and breakfast. Again, another opportunity to meet one another, but more importantly, so that we could sit down and discuss the family business, what it is that we want to do, what it is that we are doing, what it is just to embrace each other. We have family members who are in all sorts of businesses we don't know,
mm-hmm.
because we don't know who your people are.
Right.
You understand? We want to encourage family members to shop with family members. Let's support our own. You know, in organizations, if we support our own events, we've already succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
So when others support our events, it's only gravy. So it's the same thing with our businesses. Let family members shop with family members.
Absolutely. So now the reunion isn't the only time that you'll get to add your name and or your business to a family directory. What's an email address or a number that people can use to share their information to be added to the reunion WhatsApp group, the family tree, and the family directory?
So we have an email address. It's hhtreunion1782@gmail.com. Any question you have, any advice, any, you know, you want to send in your business contacts, you know, that's so that we can keep it and we can share it with other members,
mm-hmm.
So that we are looking at creating a family business directory. And so I'm asking all family members, no matter how big or how small your business is, we want to support you. We want to help promote your business,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the Bahamas and around the world. So please send us that information. Telephone number, my telephone number is 242-424-7228 if you want to WhatsApp it to me.
And you can add 455-7242 as well to that list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is great.
It is awesome.
Also, here's some more information we're looking for. We want to know if you are Hannah Hasty Tynes or even broader, family member who's been in the military, who served the country in the military. If you've served the country in the church, mm-hmm. as a religious leader, we'd love to know that as well. If your family member or you yourself has made some grand achievement locally or abroad, we want to know that as well. Like 2 weeks ago, I was happy to read a story about a Bahamian Hannah wrestler who won their match.
I saw that.
Right? And then the next week we had WWE wrestling on, and I became a Hannah Hasty Tynes wrestler right away, right? But these are the sorts of things that we want to know, that other family members want to know, and most importantly, younger generations of the family should know, need to know, to understand who they are and who they could be.
Exactly. The sky's definitely the limit. And we Hannah Hastie and Hines persons, we soar. We don't stay at sea level. We have to soar above the sea.
All right. Now, listen, let me tell you all why. Because a lot of people say, well, they think they fancy. We often refer to ourselves as the royal family. Here's another excerpt from that article. A part of the 2014 reunion booklet written by Harlington Hannah Jr. reads, quote, "Some of us often joke about the family being the royal family of the Bahamas and recently discovered some historical facts which may support this supposition. In research documented and reported by several universities, researchers studying the travels of Columbus at the time he first visited the Western Hemisphere revealed that his primary purpose in the islands of the Bahamas was to find the, quote, king of the Indians, close quotes. He was told the king of the islands was always fully clad in gold. He attempted to take his ships into the area where the king lived, but the shallow waters would not allow it. So he finally abandoned the Bahamas and went to Cuba. Researchers revealed that the shallow waters he could not navigate to reach the king of the Indians was actually the Bight of Acklands." We are the first people to confuse the enemy, eh? Look at that. "Their further research revealed numerous artifacts in the area where the king lived, which confirmed that at the time of Columbus, this area was the most populated and prosperous area in the Bahamas. Researchers call this area the Delectable Bay Complex, which stretches from Delectable Bay in Acklands south to Jamaica Key. We call this area Pompey Bay, Acklands, the primary ancestral home of the Hannah Hastie Tynes family in the Bahamas."
Definitely, definitely.
That's what fuels the confidence.
Yeah.
That's what it is, confidence.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, so after the breakfast meeting.
So after the breakfast meeting, there's a free day for our family members, especially who are coming in for the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get an opportunity to go and see the sights of Nassau, go downtown, see Fort Charlotte. Our key.
They can take on a number of tours in town or
around, right?
Around New Providence.
So we encourage them, and we've included in our registration booklet tours that are within walking distance, as well as tours that they may need to take a taxi to get to, you know. So to give them a wide range of things that they could see and things that they can do for Friday, because on Saturday, but I'll get to Saturday. So Friday evening, we will have our
family dinner.
Our family soiree.
Yes,
our family soiree, which is being hosted at Sapodilla by our family cousins, our family members.
That's right.
Let's pick them up, listen.
That's right.
Elaine, Yandy, the Williams sisters.
And let's not forget Alberta.
Alberta, so the Williams sisters,
yes.
Right? It's seven of them. They are phenomenal women.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Phenomenal women within their grouping as sisters, as family, but individually as well.
And Dr. MacGyver.
And
I like to call family name. Who like to hear their name? Yeah, man.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Veronica, I don't know all the names. So Veronica,
right.
Alberta, Sharon, Elaine. They're the four that I know. The others I don't know very well, but I've met them all within their own rights.
Yes.
But they are phenomenal women. And we want to thank them very much for allowing us to have our soiree at the Sapodilla location. What better place to have it?
Absolutely. And their continued support. They allowed us to host our Labor Day South at Frankie Gone Bananas.
They did last year. They surely did. And we thanked them. I can't stop thanking them for that, because even though it was rainy, it was a perfect location.
Absolutely. And they loved, I mean, I loved it. They loved to share that bamboo shack bread with us. Oh, my
Johnny
goodness.
Johnny cake. It was Johnny cake, not the bread.
Listen,
it was the Johnny cake.
I'm going to call it Johnny bread this one time.
Okay, just this one
time. We say thank you to them, right? And we say thank you to all family members and the ways in which they reach out and lend support. We say good morning and thank you to Cousin Claude Hannah.
Of course. So I was just about to say the breakfast is being hosted at Claude Hannah's house, our cousin, my good cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank him and his family for taking us on. He's always willing to assist wherever he can with the family and anything. So thank him and Melissa and Torres and his wife, Melanie.
Absolutely.
For taking us on, and it's going to be awesome to have so many people on property, but guess what? We know we big, and once we take it on, we take it on. We will adjust, definitely.
Absolutely. I think we have a cousin calling in right now. Good morning, cousin. Cousin, what happened? Cousin, call back. Call back. Okay, somebody call him back right now. Now, my favorite part of the reunion is going to be the beach picnic.
Yes, the beach picnic. So it's a day that, and just let me know when I need to cut when that call.
Let's
call. Take that call.
Yeah, let's take the call
let's
right
take
now.
The call.
Good morning, cousin.
Hey, cousin, how you doing? I know good. Cousin, but happy, Aaron Green, how you doing, your family?
I'm good, thank you. Look how easily we could become cousins. Don't watch nothing.
Yeah, I was just curious, mm-hmm. like how Miss Bo in space, she's astronaut in space, she's going to space in 2025, right?
Okay.
I'm wondering how many successful hunters are there right now getting ready to do something big.
Well, look
that
here.
That a punk eater can be proud of.
Let me.
Right now. I also want to see how far y'all keep up information on your family, Hannah, the Hasties. I think I have distant family Hasties, you know.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know what's big out there coming up.
Well, what's big out there coming up is the
family. And Hastie Hanna family.
Well, what's big and coming up is the Hastie Hanna Tine, South, and Walker Thorn.
No,
you want to see, listen, you need to.
Successful people.
You need to.
When you want to have again?
Pumpkin Eater.
April 6th.
April 6th.
I got I missed the last one.
You don't want to come and see Erin Green do the Walker Thorn.
Yeah, I saw for your TV yesterday.
Hold on, 1 year after she broke her foot?
I saw your TV yesterday.
Doing the demonstration, walking on Mackey Street?
Yeah, hey, your black pants on.
Yeah, that's practice. That's practice for the walkathon.
I hear that.
So, Pumpkin Eater, you can sponsor me or you can sponsor my broke foot? Which one you can sponsor?
You know how to get me.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
All right, but happy union. Keep that up.
Absolutely. But here's a notable Hannah Hastie Tynes family member. Dr. Indira Martin was recognized in the awards for 40 under 40. Remember, 40 tremendous Bahamians under 40 about 2 years ago. Dr. Indira Martin is an immunologist. She works in the lab, and she has committed, in fact, dedicated herself to ensuring the sovereignty of the Bahamas by making sure that we can do things for ourselves here. So she was integral in the testing during the pandemic, right? She was integral in that work there. That's just one of them. And I could name another one, Frank Rutherford.
Definitely.
He could jump as long as Hastie Hanna Tynes could talk.
Mm-hmm. And we could talk.
Absolutely. Well, let's get back to the calendar of events.
Yeah, so Saturday, Friday.
Evening, the soiree.
Friday evening is the soiree, yes.
Yes.
And we hope to have a family rush out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're calling all of our family Junkanooers who we know are out there, who are part of the major and the A, B, and C groups.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care which group you are part of. All we know is that your Hannah Hastie or Tynes are related to one of us. And we are encouraging you all to come out to put together this family rush out for our soiree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling out Farsetti Dames. I'm calling out Lizelle Hannah.
Cousins, cousins.
Cousins, cousins, that's right. I'm calling out anybody who has a relationship. Let's do this, family. We know it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a done deal. You know, you are all professional Junkanooers. So there's no need for no long practices, half-year practices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the musicians, we are looking at the musicians. I'm trying to get my sons to come home to be a part of this during the summer. So they'll be there as well. All of our young musicians, all of our Junkanooers.
Listen.
All of our free dancers, our choreographed dancers. We want you all to come. We can turn up on Friday night at the soiree.
Now listen, we have one cousin named Shad Cawley, and he has some friends called the VIPs.
Oh.
Shad Cawley and the VIPs be doing it big and bad everywhere they go.
They have a something coming up soon. I saw it advertising.
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure I'm on the doorstep when that opens up.
But listen, I think all Hastie Hanna Tynes, let's make an effort to go out and support Shad
Cawley. Exactly. Exactly.
And the VIPs, because the Corleys is our family too. Okay. Again, soiree, is there a dress code? Is there a color theme for the evening?
Yeah? I think for that evening, we had said white.
Was I think so.
White, yeah, a white night.
And comfortable shoes.
And of course, comfortable shoes. We want you to be able to dance to the Jumpin' New music. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to shout out Anita Times, Anita Ellis.
Yes.
Times, you know. Listen here, we're going to have a great weekend with all of our family members.
Right. Now, Chad, if I can get you in the studio to get you all to perform, right? Also to the Junkanooers, you all come out because we could actually start a HHT scrap group.
No, we ain't going to be scrap.
No, I'm saying for Junkanoo season.
I know what you mean.
Oh, HHT said we doing it, we going big.
Right, exactly. Go big one time.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Okay. I just call in to say that I'm also a descendant of Ackland. You off that topic?
No, ma'am.
That's an all-day topic.
Right? Yes, ma'am.
I heard you mention Ryan Hart Bassett.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I am second cousin to him.
Okay.
His daddy, who was the patriarch in Ackland, was Gus Bassett.
Okay.
And I only can tell you a short story.
Yes, ma'am.
His mother, she was in a basin.
Okay.
But not yet.
Mm-hmm.
My Grammy is Gus Bassett's daughter. And her younger brother was Laban Bassett.
Okay.
That's Ryan and her daddy.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I used to work back in the day, and it wasn't that long.
Mm-hmm.
His mother come down from Auckland to Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to stay with someone safe.
Yes.
Right? When I say safe, I mean
family
Mr.
member.
Laban Bassett was in Nassau.
Okay.
And she came down here to marry him.
Okay.
And they sent her to my Grammy house to Wilkerson Street.
Okay.
And let me tell you this, how it was back in the day. When you come, if you inside this house, you all ain't married yet. Whenever he come to hail her to my Grammy house, now he's my Grammy younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you come to this house to hail him, or he come to this house to hail you, somebody can be in that room.
Oh, yeah. Chaperone.
And thank you. That's what we call it today.
Yeah.
And you can hear all the talk on between the two of you. You one sitting over there, the next was sitting over here. And my Grammy was sharp. Her name was Jane Elizabeth.
Yes.
And she married a tailor in Nassau. You see?
Yes.
And that's how that was back in the day.
Absolutely.
And then the wedding happened. It didn't take long. The wedding happened, must be but 2 weeks or so later.
Yes.
And then you ain't need no more chaperone.
There you go.
And that's Ryan Hart mother. Decent, beautiful woman.
Thank you. And your name, ma'am?
My name is Joy Dean.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he might have, and if he is listening, he'll know. My mother was Alice, and it was Uncle Freddie Taylor. My name is Alice Taylor, Valencia. It's Freddie Blake Taylor. A lot of people know him.
Okay.
Right.
But thank you.
All those are my cousins.
Thank you. Now, listen, I'm going to need you to WhatsApp 424-7228 or 455.
424, say it again.
424-7228.
Okay.
With your full name, and we're going to add you to the reunion.
Yes,
WhatsApp
Ryan Hart Passon is my second, because he's cousin to my mummy.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so y'all know how it about the Hasty Times. No, but guess what? That's a true Auckland's man.
Thank you.
He is Laban.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for that history lesson.
Okay.
All right. Producer, let me take this last call quickly, then we go to a break. Ma'am? Let's catch that caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning again, Aaron. And,
yes, sir.
Nuri and your guest.
Yes, sir.
Aaron, you bring back what I can talk to you about last year. You mentioned now that you related to the Parkinson's.
Yes.
Remember that record, what I said?
Yes, sir.
To correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, you Nuri, y'all need to stop slunking and get that all out. But with the Hannah Hasty Times connection,
yes, sir.
when me and Michael Pindad and on Mars Road and 52 them Benson and S.C. McPherson, our head teacher was Carol Hanna.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Right. She's the principal.
Pardon me?
She was the principal.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went off to school in Raleigh, North Carolina, a little hard-mouthed gal come up there. You know what I mean?
I know. I know.
You see?
I know how they go.
Yeah. And her last name was Hanna, too.
Uh-huh.
And they call her Tira.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We had to take care of her, but, you know, we got so busy pledging Omega Sci-Fi and become Q-Dogs that they loved us to death.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that's the same person on your show, with you and I.
I have a feeling that's the same person.
Mm-hmm. And your name again?
And my name?
Yes, sir.
Aaron, tell her my name. I mean, tell her my name.
Cousin. That's what I can call you, cousin.
Yeah, AQ Sci-Fi. Instead of cap officer like that, you am.
Yeah.
It could only be Dean. I don't remember his first name. He's a Dean. Or Peter. Peter, it's Grand Bahama. It ain't this ain't Anthony Boswick either. I know that name. I mean that voice.
Yeah.
Hey?
Mm-hmm. Tell us your name.
You remember Peter Adley, right?
Yeah.
But who bled you, Peter Adley?
Who did what?
Who bled you, Peter Adley?
I don't remember.
Now listen here.
Now listen, hold on. They gotta go to commercial break.
Hold on,
and they coming back to you.
WhatsApp, look here, the WhatsApp number is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. WhatsApp me to answer to that question. Thank you so much. We're going to a break right now. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Stand with us as we sing our national anthem.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and the Hannah Hasty Tynes family. We got all the names in the studio with us. We're almost out of time, so I want to run through quickly again the family association reunion dates. The reunion will start on the 1st of August and on the 5th. Of August, we're going to have the meet and greet on the Thursday, the breakfast meeting, and the family soiree on the Friday. On Saturday, we're having a beach picnic and another family fun night. And then we're going to have the church service on Sunday. Tira, the church service is going to be at?
Bahama Faith Ministries, Pastor Dave Burrows, who is a member of the Hannah Hasty Tynes family.
Right, because he's our cousin, too.
He's our cousin. We supporting cousins. We can supporting families.
Absolutely. Where can we find the registration information?
The registration, if you wanted a copy of the registration, you can send an email or you can WhatsApp me and I can get it to you. We can, I mean, it's like nothing. We right. don't have any printed copies at this time, but everything is electronic.
Absolutely.
So we can easily get it to you by email or WhatsApp.
And the main hotel?
The main hotel we use in the Marriott Courtyard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you need accommodations for that weekend, let's all stay together. Please make sure and register at the Marriott. One of the things I wanted to say also, Erin, is that we are also looking for our family artisans who make jewelry, pottery, spices, jams, jellies, whatever it is that you make. We're looking for artisans mm-hmm. to be able to display your work as well as to sell your work.
And listen, right? We have two young superstar cousins at Blairwood Academy that have small businesses. One has a 3D printing company, and the other, he's a Hannah, and the other is Father Tynes' son, and he prints T-shirts.
Christoph.
Right, mm-hmm. Tynes. Right. And so we're looking for all family members to identify what you do, how you do it, so that we can share that with the rest of the family and possibly even accommodate you as a part of the reunion. Okay, last item, the Walkathon and South South.
The Walkathon and South South will be held on April 6th. At St. John's College. You might wonder why we're always at St. John's College. Well, St. John's College is very dear and near to my heart. It's my alma mater. It's where my children went. It's where my husband taught and was vice principal. And so, you know, it is my part of my foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're using St. John's College. We'll have our South South starting at 8 a.m. until 12 noon. The Walkathon will start at the same time, maybe 7. We'll start the Walkathon so they can get back just in time to have a hot cup of sauce. We're also going to have a little health fair, mm-hmm. you know, so that, you know, as we go, as we age gracefully, you mm-hmm. know, just to get checked up, just to get the little things done. That's about it. Yeah. So we encourage everybody. Tickets are on sale.
Right. April 6th, Saturday, April 6th. Walkathon to start at 7, South South at 8, mm-hmm. St. John's College, Stapledon Gardens. And again, you can call 424-7228 to arrange pickup of tickets. You can call 455-7242 to do the same thing, or to add your name and number to the HHT Family Association Reunion WhatsApp group, the Family Tree, or the Family Directory.
Yeah. They can also get tickets from Hibiscus Wash and Dry on Farrington Road.
Absolutely.
The laundromat.
Absolutely.
Tickets will be there for sale as well.
Okay. Mr. Newry, you say you may want to talk to us in your hour a bit more about Family Tree, just like 10 minutes.
I shall help you out and give you 10 more minutes. That's what I shall do.
Thank you very much, because
my guest is here, and I have a good show, but I see the importance of this. Since I am part of the family, I have no other choice but to yield and make things happen.
This Family Tree thing is so important.
Yes.
And the work that you do. And I want to highlight that.
I do broadcasting. You see me as a top show host now. Top show host.
You definitely is an HD Times family member.
Top show host now.
Without a doubt. You guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the calls. Cousin Joy Dean, Cousin Pumpkin Eater, Cousin Bethel. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Producer, take us to the break with Down Home by Phil Stubbs. Now, I put together a little playlist for today. I want to share this with you. I want you all to go on to YouTube and search for this song, this video. Here we go. It is titled Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Reunion 2020 VE. And we say thank you to Shamel Jordan for uploading that video. That year, we didn't host a reunion because of the pandemic, but they had lots of things in store, and it's a wonderful video. You guys go and check it out. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Newry, a question for you. They said, do we know that there's some Johnsons from Acklands too?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we can talk about that on the other side of the break. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you, Ms. Tira Hannah Sweeting, for joining me this morning and sitting back for a little longer. And thank you, Mr. Cleveland Aeneas III.
Cousin.
Cousin.
Yes, cousin. Yes, cousin.
You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.